Avos Perkei Mishnah Base 5, 2, and another Mishnah about the number 10. You have Asara Doros. There were 10 generations. Ma'adam vad Noach, from Adam Harishon till Noach. Lahodia, to teach you Kama Erech Apaim Lefonav. Teach you just how patient Hashem is. Shekol HaDoros Hayu Machisin Uvain. All these generations continued to anger Hashem. Ad Shehevi Aleim Esmei HaMabul, until he brought upon them the waters of the flood. Asara Doros min Noach vad Avram, and then 10 generations from Noach until Avraham, another 10. Lohodia, to teach you Kama Erech Apaim Lefanav, how patient Hashem is. Shekol HaDoros Hayu Machisin Uvain, all these generations were making Hashem angry and continuing to do so. Ad Sheba Avraham VeKibel Sechar Kulam, until Avraham Avinu came and received the reward of all of them. That's the Mishnah. So now, first of all, there's a couple of technical things. The list of 10. So the first list of 10 from Adam to Noach includes Noach. So you have 1 Adam, 2 Shes, 3 Enosh, 4 Canaan, 4 Mahalal, 5 Yered, 6 Chanoch, 8 Misushelach, 9 Lemech, and 10 Noach. Okay? The second list of 10, we don't count Noach a second time. So he's mentioned, but we're starting from Noach's son, Shem. So 1 Shem, 2 Arpachshad, 3 Shelach, 4 Aver, 5 Peleg, 6 Reu, 7 Srug, 8 Nachor, 9 Terach, 10 Avraham. Okay, those are the 10 generations. Now, the basic question you have to ask, well, first of all, I have to ask, why do you need this Mishnah tell us that Hashem is Erech Apayim, Hashem has patience before he brings retribution? We knew this already from Psukim, we have the Yugim Lamidos and so on. So what's this going to add? The point, this is going to add just how Erech Apayim, just how patient Hashem is. We're talking 10 generations, and these were long generations. From the birth of Adam until the flood is 1,656 years. So that's a long time that Hashem bided his time, although really we're focusing on the from the third generation, what's called Dor Enosh, the generation of Enosh, Adam Rishon's grandson, who he invented Avodah Zarah, and from then it got really bad, of course. But in the previous generations, Adam did the chet in Gan Eden, ate from the tree, and Cain, of course, killed his brother Hevel, so they weren't great either. So there were 10 generations in a row, getting worse and worse and worse. There were individuals who were good, like Chanoch and the like. Okay, that's not the point. The point is, in general, the generations were bad, and yet Hashem didn't punish them until 10 generations. At that point, you saw just, it was, you know, we reached a limit, and Hashem essentially brought the May Mabul, the flood, and he starts again. But then again, you have 10 generations, each getting worse and worse and worse. Once again, there were individual good people. That's not the point. The point is, in general, it was bad until Avram Avinu came in the 10th generation and set things straight. So that is the technical point here. Now, question, what's with the two lists? What's the limit from each of the two? So it's kind of interesting. You have this expression, Erech Apayim, which is Hashem is like long in the faces. It's hard to translate exactly. Or long in his nose. So whatever that would mean. But the point is, when Hashem talks about getting angry, it's usually Charon Af, not Apayim, but Af, the singular. Why the plural here? So you see, because there are two different bechinos, two different modes by which Hashem is patient. Hashem is patient and long-suffering before he brings punishment. But he's also patient and long-suffering to bring reward. The first 10 is ultimately to bring punishment at the Dor HaMabul, the flood. But then he was long-suffering and patient to bring the reward of those 10 generations to Avram Avinu. So there's two different modes of patience, therefore not Af, but Apayim. Now, the other question we have to ask is, so what is the difference in the two groups of 10? And the most important thing to realize is that Noach was an Ish Tzadik Tamim. He was perfectly righteous, and yet he did not get the schar of the previous generations. To the contrary, thanks to him, the flood came. As in contrast, Avram Avinu, he certainly did get the schar of all of them. So the difference, of course, is that while Noach did nothing wrong, if you will, as a tzaddik, he didn't go out of his way to do anything right. And we previously said in the previous Mishnah that the world is a system and it's interconnected, and we have to take responsibility for more than just our own self-perfection, but the world's perfection. And therefore Hashem, so to speak, was waiting for someone to step up to the plate, to stand up and say, Hineni, here I am, I take responsibility for the world. And that is what Avram Avinu did, unlike Noach. And therefore Avram Avinu says, I'm taking responsibility for the world. He was Vikra B'Shem Hashem, he called on Hashem's name, he brought people to do tshuva, he awakened people to the reality of Hashem and turn the world back towards Hashem, to whatever extent he was able to do so. But the point is that since he took that responsibility for the whole world, it's like the purpose of the whole world is now being fulfilled through him. And therefore he gets the schar of all of them. In contrast, Noah didn't take responsibility for the world. He was not interested in being part of a bigger thing. He didn't make an effort to bring the world back to tshuva and save it from the flood. He just wanted to essentially save himself, as Hashem told him to. So therefore, he doesn't get the schar of everyone else, even though he was perfectly righteous. Okay, so what is the takeaway message of this Mishnah? It's twofold. First of all, understand that Hashem is amazingly patient, but he's waiting to give you reward. He waits generations to see who will be available to get the schar of taking responsibility for this world. And just as we said in the previous Mishnah, we talked for a moment about Rosh Hashanah and the purpose of creation, and then people are saying, I'm buying into the vision of Hashem, I want to be part of it. So that's what Avraham Avinu did, and that's what we ought to be doing. Hashem is waiting for us to turn the corner and say, here I am, Hineni, I take responsibility for the Jewish people and for the world at large. Let me do what I can, starting with myself, my family, my community, but ultimately the Jewish people and all the human race, to bring it towards its perfection. We all got to do it. And Hashem is waiting patiently to give us the sechar for having the gumption and the making the effort and the commitment to do what we can to bring the world towards its perfection.